Nyco Minerals hopes to trade 1,500 acres for 200 acres of forest preserve land. The smaller parcel, known as Lot 8, is next to the company's wollastonite mine and would allow the company to continue retrieving the mineral for another decade, according to Nyco Environmental Health, Safety, and Quality Manager Mark Buckley, who led a tour of a portion of the lands.
That land borders both the Hurricane Mountain Wild Forest to the south and the Jay Mountain Wilderness area to the north. So that will also make access to those two state areas much easier accessible than it is now. The state land is basically inaccessible now because of ours and some other people's properties that blocks access.
Supporters note that the company is the second largest employer in Essex County, and retaining its jobs are crucial. The mining company says there is only 3 to 4 years of wollastonite ore remaining at the Lewis site. Buckley says the swap will open access to a new vein without having to reclaim the site twice.
There's probably 1 million tons there, which would give us about 8 years of reserves. And it's important that we do it now because we have the infrastructure to mine that now. If we don't get it now, this will all be reclaimed and we'd have to put another crusher in here, put more roads on here in an area that's already been reclaimed.
A number of environmental groups are opposed to the swap, including Protect the Adirondacks. Executive Director Peter Bauer cites 4 reasons the swap is a raw deal for the forest preserve.
It sets a terrible precedent. This would be the first time that forest preserve lands were made available in a land swap for solely a private commercial benefit. Secondly, the state is giving away 200 acres of old growth. Nyco has been given dozens of permits for a new mine about 1.5 miles away, which is a richer quality of wollastonite than its existing mine. Lastly, the public doesn't know what it's getting.
The Adirondack Council, meanwhile, supports the land swap. Executive Director Willie Janeway says the proposal met specific criteria that protects the environment and meets community needs.
1,507 acres being added to the Adirondack Forest Preserve, 200 acres being mined and then being returned, provide significant, clear win for the environment, improved recreational access, more than 2 miles of stream protected, not previously protected. The land that would be mined is not old growth forest, but it was previously logged and then became a part of the state land almost accidentally. And at the same time as being a positive for the environment, the land swap helps retain and extend 100 to 150 jobs in the town of Lewis and Willsboro, keeping those communities vibrant.
The question will appear as Proposition 5 on New York's ballot this November. Audio from the Nyco tour is courtesy of Mountain Lake PBS. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.